Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report this morning featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Very good.
Good. I understand we're going to talk a little bit about dating on food packages.
That is right. I know a lot of us are probably staying at home with our stay-at-home orders and are working from home right now and probably looking through our food pantry and the food that we have stocked in our cupboards, maybe, and limiting those trips to the grocery store to feed our family. And we might, as you pull those items out of the cupboard, you might have some questions on the dates that are found on the packages and canned goods. For example, if the date is passed, is the food still safe to consume? And in general, yes, in most cases that is. The dates on those packages are really quality dates that tell a consumer if the product has been stored properly, it will retain its quality up to a particular date on the package. The date really is used more for a quality of the product rather than to determine the food's safety. As you look through those dates on the packages, you're probably going to see different types of dates and maybe have some questions about what those different types of dates actually mean. While there's not a regulated food dating system in the United States, the USDA does have some definitions for what those different dates mean, and they can find on those food packages that you purchase at the grocery store. So this morning I thought I'd share a little bit about what some of those definitions are. A lot of times you're going to see a sell-by date. Those dates are typically found on perishable items like meats, seafood, poultry, and milk. The sell-by date is really for the store to know how long they can display a particular product. And it's recommended that consumers purchase those products before the sell-by date. Items with a sell-by date, however, can still be stored at home after the date as long as, again, the consumer follows safe storage practices. Products with those sell-by dates can generally be refrigerated and used within 3 to 5 days or placed in the freezer for longer storage. If you think about milk, for example, milk can be kept in the refrigerator and can be consumed for about a week after you bring it home. Even if that sell-by date passes before that time. Another type of date consumers may see often is a best if used by or a best if used before date. This type of date tells the consumer how long a product will be good at its best flavor and quality. You're probably going to see this pretty frequently on baked goods, cereals, crackers, snacks, frozen meals, or canned goods. And this is a typically at what we call it like a freshness dating. And while the foods are safe to eat after, the best if used by or best if used before date, the product probably isn't going to be at its peak quality, and it may be stale or chewier than normal. And another type of date that consumers are going to see is a use-by date. And again, this is going to be on a lot of our shelf-stable products like ketchup or salad dressings or peanut butter. And this date lets the consumer know the last date a manufacturer recommends that a particular food can be eaten for its best flavor and quality. Again, it's important to remember that this type of date is really referring to the quality of the food rather than its safety. But it does give a consumer a general idea of how long a food has been on the market. The one exception to this dating rule is for infant formula. Infant formula is the only food product that is federally regulated by an expiration date, and consumers should not buy or purchase or use baby formula after its use by or expiration date for both safety and nutritional reasons. And finally, consumers are also likely going to see food items oftentimes like on canned goods with a packing code. And those packing codes are really on there more for the manufacturer to help them to know when they rotate stock or locate food during a recall. These packing codes aren't really meant for us as consumers to try to interpret them or try to look for a use-by date. Those use-by dates or sell-by dates or best-if-used-by dates should really be clearly marked on the food product. So if you're wanting more information about what the dates mean on those two packages, we do have a publication that is from K-State that is posted on our district's website and can be found on the nutrition and health section on our website at frontierdistricts.ksu.edu.
All right. Thanks, Chelsea. You got anything else for us?
I don't think so. I just know that those dates are very confusing, and sometimes you wonder if they're a safety date, and just to keep in mind that they are really more of a quality date, and that probably are maybe coming up more often now that we're looking more through our pantry as we're spending some time closer to home.
All right. Well, thank you, Chelsea. Greatly appreciate that. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith St. Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.